This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Well, sure, me gora, it's St. Patty's Day. It's St. Patty's Day at Lernan University. That's the only Irish accent I got, and when I go past Sure me gora, it's St. Patty's Day. I can't pick up the Irish accent. Folks, you don't know. I'm talking to Jim Stanley. I'm looking at him. And Abe Hamilton are both trio.
What's the spiritual interpretation of what you started the show with?
Sure me gora?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm probably not even saying it right. I got to say, this is, you know, have you guys ever heard of the Babylon Bee?
Yes.
It's a web. It's kind of like a Christian version of The Onion. It's got some very funny stuff. And it's clean. It's not like The Onion can be dirty. And it deals with the church and some of our hypocrisies and foibles. But they had a pretty good headline today. It says, Nations Celebrate, because we're talking about St. Patrick,
right,
who is a real saint, missionary. And it says, Nation celebrates life of devoted saint by getting hammered, because it seems like, and I remember this from my pre-Christian days, going to Boston College, St. Patty's Day was a day where you green hot dogs and green beer.
Well, and didn't they used to put dye in the river there in Boston?
I think they did. I never went down that far to the Charles River for St. Patty's Day. But anyway, folks, I'm certainly hoping most of our Christian people don't celebrate this day for that reason. I wore green. My two compatriots, as far as I can tell, forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day, but
or didn't care.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Could care less. Tim Wildman, who's normally in the captain's chair, is on his way back from the Holy Land. I think he's actually almost home, but that's a long flight. J.J. Jasper is not here. Now, get this, guys. I don't know if you knew this. Jim, I'm sure you did, since you're, you know, over the radio network. J.J. took his daughter to New York City for the ultimate daddy-daughter date for her sweet 16 birthday. Oh, that is what an awesome experience that's going to be.
That's awesome.
I was psyched to hear that for them.
And, you know, they're going to a hot dog cart. He took her all the way to New York to get a hot dog.
It's like going to Philadelphia for a Philly cheesesteak.
That's right.
Next weekend, by the way, JJ will be, and that'll be March 24th through 26th. He'll be in DeRidder, Louisiana. The entire family's going. And you know where that's at?
Yes, I know where that is.
Friday night, JJ will be speaking at a pregnancy center event in DeRidder. Saturday, he and Melanie are speaking at First Baptist Church DeRidder, and he is delivering the sermon Sunday morning at First Baptist Church in DeRidder. So if you're anywhere near there, you're listening, go to DeRidder. If you're in DeRidder, go to the pregnancy center event and then go to First Baptist Church. JJ always, I just got to say this, he obviously didn't ask me to say this, he always lights them up, man.
Well, he does.
He's great.
And, you know, to take that one step further, when he has the sermon on that Sunday morning and when he speaks to the group, you know, we give him a hard time. But JJ's an incredible ambassador for AFR, and he's an excellent speaker. The comedy, well, you know, but he's a great encourager.
Our listeners, of course, love JJ, but now, if whatever joke he tells you on the air, we're going to hear it three or four times in the hallway because he forgets who he tells it to. And he's got other events coming up in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Texas, to name a few. So check out his calendar at jjjasper.com. All right, so we got a couple of house cleaning things done. It is Trivia Friday, also known as
Lernan University.
Oh,
Abe smiling at us. Yeah, I was supposed to say something.
Oh, man.
I will follow you guys' lead. Lernan University.
There you go.
Get me some learning.
He's catching on. We'll get him in some green and some green tights with a green hat, and he'll be all set.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Please,
we didn't have to go there.
Move on. Yeah. Moving along.
All right, folks. Hey, Jim, I'll tell you what. I've been doing enough talking. Tell our listeners how this here program works.
All right. If you have called within the last 4 weeks and gotten on the air, we ask you to give someone else a chance today. We get a lot of calls for this show. It's one of the most popular ones we have. And I would give you the phone number, but it appears you don't need it as we have as we have folks lined up. But for those that are trying to call in, it's 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. When we answer the phone, you'll have the choice to answer a question, ask us a question, or both.
And Jim, tell our listeners, tell our students, what happens, because one of these nine questions we're going to ask
is special.
It's a mystery question.
It is, and if you hear this, sure glad there wasn't just silence there. Did you notice that? So when you hear this,
Brent Creeley's pretty quick over there.
That's the secret question, and if you answer it correctly or incorrectly, and we make enough fun of you, we'll send you a coffee mug, an AFR travel mug. So there you go, 888-589-8840.
All right, we are going to read our questions, get our questions out there to our students. Our desire is to make you a more betterer person.
Smarterer.
And more smarterer.
That's right.
We guarantee a 1% increase to your IQ, actually a 1-point increase to your IQ for every half-hour segment you listen to this program.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Every half hour?
Every half hour.
Man, that's awesome.
Right. So you keep listening to this, your IQ is going to be in the 300s before the year's out.
As we were talking about, Bob, I'm sorry, you were pointing at me.
I was going to say, read your questions,
okay.
But if you have a preliminary comment, go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't. We were talking about Boston, and here's a question for you. What Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits? Who is the Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits for their team? All right.
Great question.
All right. Now, here you go. Also, the Baby Ruth candy bar is named after who? It's a real person. So who is the Baby Ruth candy bar named after? And then finally, in the United States, where can alligators and crocodiles be found? Try that crocodile again. It kind of... My southern came out there for a minute.
Crocodiles.
Where can alligators and crocodiles be found together in the wild in the United States?
That's a really good question.
There you go.
Because I always thought of crocodiles as being out there. The crocodiles are bad to the bone, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to ID them either way.
Yeah. All right, here are my three questions. It is baseball season is coming up, so I have one of my own. What Hall of Fame Major League pitcher was nicknamed Tom Terrific? What Hall of Fame Major League Baseball pitcher was named Tom Terrific, nicknamed? Second question, this is a Three Stooges question. How many actors played characters as part of the Three Stooges? How many actors played characters as part of the Three Stooges?
The whole show or the main three?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
So I will give a hint. It started off with three as some died or were others came in to replace them.
Right.
So how many? And,
okay.
And there's some people out there who can name them. And,
yeah.
And I could, but what? I don't want to show off. Yeah. Hey, listen, Stooges that live forever for me. As long as I live, there'll be certain circumstances around the house or something while I'll go, whoa, you know, or do the nyuk, 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 much to my wife's disappointment. All right, third question. The koala bear is most closely related to which animal? This is a multiple choice. The koala bear is most closely related to which animal?
The teddy bear?
Pardon?
The teddy bear?
No, this is real animals.
Oh, okay.
Yes, real animals.
Sorry.
Yeah. Grizzly bear, panda bear, raccoon, or kangaroo? Which one of those is the koala bear most closely related to? Grizzly bear, panda bear, raccoon, or kangaroo? Those are my three.
Mm.
All right, you're up.
All right, I'm up. Okay, so this is Abe here. My three questions. I thought this one was interesting. What problem did Leonardo da Vinci, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and General George Patton have in common? What problem did Leonardo da Vinci, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and General George Patton have in common?
That is good. Good question.
That is, I was interested Yeah.
That piques one's curiosity.
Absolutely. Yes.
There's the 1% increase right there.
Yes. This is what we're talking about, folks.
But wait, there's more. Here's more my second learning. Question. What? Wait, that's not it. Sorry. Here it is. To whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise?
Well, it wasn't me.
I was going to say that.
Whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise?
That is a great question. I can't wait to hear the answer to that.
All right. And then my last question. What trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for?
These are great questions.
What trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for?
I mean, no one's going to get the answers to those, but those are great questions.
You're only going to need three, Abe. So.
Hey.
No, they are. Those are good questions. I want to hear the answer to those. All right, Jim, to the phones, to
here
the Batmobile.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Chad calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Sorry, huh?
Hey, go ahead and turn your radio down for us, and you'll be able to talk directly to us.
Sir, you hear me now?
We can. Did you
want
to ask
it?
Man, we are great if you can't tell that already.
Yo,
it's Trivia
we're
Friday.
We're already wound up.
Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both, I guess.
All right, sir. Which one do you want to take a shot at?
The Boston Red Sox with the most hits.
Oh, all right, here you go.
This, yeah.
What Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits?
Would that be David Ortiz?
No, sir. That would not be David Ortiz. That's a good guess,
though. Is good.
It's a good guess.
Big Pappy, he's a great one. I wish he came back for another year.
Yes, so, I'd like to sing it.
You got a question, Chad? You got a question for us?
Yes, I do. Yes. Going back to the NFL, what or how many players – and Cooker, back up, I'm sorry. How many guys have been a player and won a Super Bowl and been a coach and won a Super Bowl?
Wow.
Oh, that is a good question.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Chad, so don't say yes or no. A player and a coach. Okay, all right, let's start. Okay, Mike Ditka for the Bears.
Tony Dungy,
that's right. Oh, you know what? There's probably a pretty good number of them.
Yeah.
What's the one was the coach for the Cardinals for a long time? He was an offensive lineman or something for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Dick Vermeil?
No. I'm gonna say Sterling.
I'm not certain.
Notice I'm sitting here silent.
I'm gonna. I have no idea because there's probably a lot of them, Chad. That's a great question. You still thinking you want to throw out a guess?
I'm
going to
try to guess. I'm going to say 12.
12, all right. 12. I'll go with 12 too, Chad.
I'm going to go with 13.
12 is the answer?
Oh. Well,
you
how
guys
many,
were right.
What was the answer?
No, I'm asking, is 12 y'all's answer?
Well, yes. 12 for two of us, and Jim's just going, he's going 13 just to be ordinary.
Okay. What I found was three. I got Gary Kubiak, Mike Ditka, and then there is one other name from way back that I cannot recall right offhand.
Oh, okay. Well, what about Tony Dungy?
Tony Dungy played defensive back.
Well, see, I would have thought so too, but I never did see the name come up, his name.
All right.
Well,
now,
I mean,
of course, I'm getting my information from the internet. So,
well, hey, listen, all of us have gotten our information from the internet.
That's right.
For this show. Hey, Chad, that's a great question, and you know, that's interesting. I may look that up. But if you found three, you couldn't.
Yes,
you said there were three, but you didn't. They didn't give you the name of the third one.
The third one I had the name of, and I have lost my piece of paper that I had all the names written on.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, Chad. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Chad. Good question.
While I got y'all on, I want to let y'all know that I have, since listening to y'all, become much more smarter.
Well, we're glad. We appreciate that.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago, y'all had a question of what is the root of all evil. And all this time, I have actually thought it was George Soros.
Chad. That's good. Yes. Excellent. Right, and brother. He appears somewhere in the Book of Revelation, right. You know, but
the dragon being.
Hey, man, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Chad.
God bless. All right, going to talk.
That's a good line there.
That was very good.
All right. He would know about the love of money, right?
Yes, well, he's got enough of it to at least struggle with it.
Mike from Oklahoma, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, guys. How you doing today?
Man, we're great.
Great. It's Friday.
Yes, sirree. Good one.
So you want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
I like to try both.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Okay, I'm going to take a stab at that that first question, the Boston Red Sox.
All right, sir. Here you go. What Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits?
I think it's a guy that retired before you guys were probably born. Ted Williams?
That's my guess.
Nope.
No, it's not right.
It is not Ted Williams.
That was going to be my guess, Ted Williams.
Man, I thought this was going to be an easy question.
Wow. All right.
So, you know, I may have to break out the, that's not, but I'm trying to be nice today. So, anyway.
I can't think of any other Boston Red Sox player that won the Triple Crown of batting twice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know who you're talking about. Don't say it because it may be actually the answer, but there was a player. No, I don't want to give any clues because it may be the answer. But all right, what's your question for us, Mike?
Okay, the question is, what animal has the strongest bite pressure?
That's a great question.
Strongest jaws.
All right, so we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Mike, so don't say yes or no, and certainly don't go, eh. I would say a crocodile is going to be right up
say,
there.
Yeah, that, but now what about the rhinoceros?
Oh, the hippo.
The hippo.
Hippo.
Yeah.
I'm going hippo for 300.
Are you going hippo? You want hippo?
I'm going to go hippo.
I'm going to. Boy, that is good. I'm going to go crocodile, though. All right, though, we got those two answers, Mike.
Okay, it would be the particular crocodile, the Nile crocodile.
All right,
crocodile.
Well done.
But now I usually in those shows I watch, sometimes Nat Geo, I usually root for the hippo. But my understanding is hippos kill more people in Africa than any other animal.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah
they're the most dangerous. Yeah. I tell you, the Nile crocodile has 3 times the bite force of a hippo.
Wow.
How about this? 5,000 PSI.
5,000.
If
it grabs you, you don't get away unless it wants to let you go.
You are done.
Wow.
If it gets its jaws on you.
Mike, right. That was a great question.
Great question. Scary. Thanks for the nightmares, Mike.
Yeah. God bless, brother.
Have a good day.
All right.
All right, we're going to move along, and Natalie is calling from Mississippi. Natalie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Natalie?
I want to ask.
All right, go ahead. Ask your question.
What is the most visited national park in the United States?
The most visited national park in the United States. All right, Natalie, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Yeah, I was thinking Yellowstone.
Would it be Yellowstone? Well, unless it's
the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, like Grand Canyon, or maybe something
in the Everglades.
National park wouldn't be sites in Washington D.C.
Oh, you know what those are? They're controlled by park rangers.
There's so many good ones. It's bound to be out. It's bound to be an outdoor.
I was with Abe thinking Yellowstone only because of I started to say Old Yeller,
Old Faithful,
Old Faithful. Oh,
but Old Yeller was a good
Old
movie.
Old Yeller was good. Yeah, good book.
All right, so I'm gonna go with Grand Canyon. You guys gonna go with Yellowstone?
I'm gonna go with Yellowstone.
All right, those are our answers, Natalie. Anybody close?
It's actually Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
Great Smoky Mountains.
That's a beautiful place.
There's so many beautiful places to go in the United
really
States.
Really are.
Yeah.
All right, Natalie. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. You know, we visited the Great Smoky National Park there a few years ago, and a cub ran across the street right in front of us. And so then there was a mama bear way up an oak tree. We don't have oak trees that tall here in Mississippi, but this mama bear was up there, and the rangers kept trying to move everybody back.
Oh, yeah.
Because she said if that cub cried out, She may be 60 foot up a tree, but they said she could be on the ground in about 3 seconds.
Good grief. And that's climbing down.
That's climbing down.
That's not falling.
No.
Wow.
So anyway, there you go. A little bit of extra trivia. John, calling from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, and we like that enthusiasm, John.
Well, I tell you, I listen to you guys every month when I'm going to Gatesville for a meeting, and this is the only time I get to listen to you, so I know I make that four-week interval every time.
Well, hey, John, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was hoping to do both, but I obviously don't know the answer to the one I had in mind because I was going to say Ted Williams, too. So I'll take the Socrates question for $1,000.
All right, here's the question.
All right, the question is, what trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for?
Plumbing.
Plumbing.
Wow.
No, no. He was trained for oration, I think, wasn't he?
No, that's not it either.
But I like your plumbing answer better. Like
there you go. Just
boom. So. Well,
as he was picking up that pipe wrench for the 500th time, he had a thought.
Well, obviously I'm not going to get my master's of learning this year.
Hey, John.
That is a great answer.
I want you to know you can listen to us more often because we do have an app for your smartphone.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You can find it under American Family Radio, American Family Association, and you can get the app there at your app store, be it Android or Apple or other.
Thank you. My problem is my phone is smarter than I am. So,
let me tell you, my brother, that's not hard to be when you get around me and a phone. I have to go to my daughter to help. So,
yeah, really.
All right, John. Thanks.
I'd like to ask y'all a question.
Okay.
My bad.
Go ahead.
What ultimate Confederate general was the senior military officer in the state of Texas prior to the Civil War?
Oh, state of Texas.
Wow.
Confederate general.
He was a military governor.
Man, I don't know. Do you guys know?
It wasn't Sam Houston, I don't think.
No, he would have been.
That was prior.
I mean, you're talking, what, 1845? I don't know.
It was in the 1850s.
1850s? Well, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it could be Sam Houston. Well,
I don't know.
Sam Houston is as good a guess as you're going to get
from
us.
Guess.
Well, Sam Houston was not in favor of the Civil War. So he was not a Confederate general.
Okay.
It was Robert E. Lee.
Well, see, now
he was in Texas, but not from Texas.
In Texas. He was the military governor.
Gotcha.
The Union military governor of Texas in the 1850s.
See, I knew he was a Union general, and he came to this, and supported the Confederate states. But I was, because of his property there in Virginia.
Well, but a number of these generals from the Confederacy, like from the Union Army, fought together in the Mexican-American War.
They did.
And so maybe he just got stationed there.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Because, that his property is where Arlington is.
Right.
So, hey, John, great question. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all enjoy it, and God bless you.
All right. Well, our first segment is over. So we're letting our students take a break, go to the water fountain, go to the restroom, go make a sandwich, whatever you got to do. And when we come back, Trivia Friday, we'll come back. You can make a sandwich.
Don't tempt me.
When we come back, we will reset our questions and head out for Parts Unknown during our second segment. Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, Abe Hamilton, we're your lecturer and professors here. We'll be back after a couple.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Whoa, we have not had a response like this before. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. We've been doing these spiritual heritage tours for like 20 years. We're sold out for June already, if you can believe that. We've got space left on our September tours of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, and then Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. We call them spiritual heritage tours, and I don't know how long these September seats will last. To what do you attribute that to, someone might ask? Maybe it's the fact that we have a new person occupying the White House. Maybe that has something to do with it. But in any event, we welcome you to come with us on our September Spiritual Heritage Tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. Those are two separate trips. You can do both, or you can do one or the other. We'd love to have you. Go to spiritualheritagetours.com. spiritualheritagetours.com.
The Luck of the Irish. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University's in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University. Committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. Top of the morning to you, America. It's St. Patrick's Day. Folks across the fruited plain are eating their lucky charms, and for the diehards, corned beef and cabbage. Today, we celebrate the contributions the Irish have made to our great nation, the O'Briens and Reagans, the Dempseys and McDermotts. The first American St. Patrick's Day celebration was in Boston in 1737. Not too long after that, the Irish began parading, something they've been doing in Savannah, Georgia for 191 years. In Chicago, the river runs green today, and in Davenport, Iowa, leprechauns will fall from the sky. New York City will host the nation's largest celebration, a parade up Fifth Avenue, and there's bound to be a Kennedy or Seamus or even a Marconi or Rosenberg in the mix, because today everyone is Irish. Saints be praised. I'm Todd Starnes.
Oh, man. Boy, does that bring memories.
Back. Okay.
Memories. I was so far back, I couldn't even finish this. That's the theme song from the Three Stooges, because I do have a Three Stooges question today. All right. This is Trivia Friday. The number to call if you want to get on this here show is 888-589-8840. That number again, 888-589-8840. All right, we're going to reset our questions for all of our students. Jim, kick us off.
Okay, what Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits? And then who is the Baby Ruth candy bar named after? And where in the United States can alligators and crocodiles be found together in the wild?
Wow, that's great. By the way, what two answers are not correct for that Red Sox one?
It was David Ortiz
and Ted Williams.
Right.
Okay. All right. Here are my three questions. What Hall of Fame Major League Baseball pitcher was nicknamed Tom Terrific? Second question, how many actors played characters as part of the Three Stooges? Most people who remember the Three Stooges remember the first three, but as this one died or this one got ill, they were replaced. And what number total played as part of the three main Three Stooges? Third question, the koala bear is most closely related to which animal? This is multiple choice. Is it the grizzly bear, the panda bear, the raccoon, or the kangaroo? Those are my three questions.
By the way, I just want you to know I did not appreciate being mocked earlier for the teddy bear. Just so you know,
the teddy bear.
In fact, I think a microaggression happened here in the studio.
You've been triggered.
I've been triggered. All right, Abe.
All right, question numero uno. What problem did Leonardo da Vinci, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and General George Patton have in common?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I know they all started off as plumbers. So
them and Socrates.
Yeah. So. Again, the question, the first question for me is, what problem did Leonardo da Vinci, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and General George Patton have in common? Numero dos.
What? You're just showing off now.
To whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise?
I can't wait to hear the
answer to whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise? And numero tres. What trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for? And two answers that were provided that weren't correct was one, plumber. No, it wasn't a plumber. And the second was oration.
Yes.
So that neither of those are correct.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Here we go. We're going to travel to Georgia via the phone line and talk to David. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How y'all folks doing today?
Well, doing great.
Wow, that's great.
David, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Hey, I want to do both.
David, if you'll turn your radio all the way down, you'll be able to talk to us directly, and that delay won't bother you.
All right. I want to do both.
Okay. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'm not sure if you've answered the one about the crocs and the alligators.
No, we haven't.
Together.
Let them
redo. We have not had that answered.
Yes. The question again.
I will. Yes, sir. Where in the United States can alligators and crocodiles be found together in the wild?
South Florida.
South Florida, that is absolutely right. According to the United States Park Service, it is in the National Everglades, and that's the only place in America thus far they can be found together in the wild. But again, as I said earlier, I'm not going to go ask them for their ID. Hey, are you a crocodile or an alligator? You know, because they see me and they think buffet.
Well, so I guess we don't know, but I mean, is this something that someone had one and flushed a couple, or did they swim from, you know, some of these creatures can swim a long way.
Yeah.
But Africa's a long way.
But now either of those are equally possible.
Yeah.
And so that's
interesting,
because that's what's happened with the boa constrictors,
right,
and some of the other things. David, you were going to help us be smarter.
I'm going to help you be smarter. I have a Bible question for you.
Okay.
All right. Who was the first woman to kill someone in the Bible? Who did she kill, and how did she kill him?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, David, okay? So don't say yes or no.
Is it
what's the name?
J.L.?
I was going to say, drove the
tent peg through
the temple.
Sisera. Was it Sisera?
Yes, through the temple, right?
After giving him milk?
Yeah, I didn't realize. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, he went to sleep.
Take a nap.
He went to sleep. Yeah.
Have some tent peg for you.
Yeah. this is going to be my guess. You have a different
guess? I'm with you guys.
All right. How about that, David? Is that true?
That is 100% correct.
All right.
Good job.
I always love that story because I would use it when I was talking. You know, you talk about spiritual warfare or in your life. You're not letting your enemy back up off the ground.
Yeah. Right.
And she didn't.
No, she
did not. She not only didn't let him back off the ground, she attached him to it.
Mercy.
You know, with a tent stake through the temple.
Yes.
So, David, all right, great question, man. Have a great weekend, brother.
All right, y'all too.
All right, moving right along with your permission.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Arkansas, Isaiah calling Trivia Friday on today's issues.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing good, Isaiah. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Answer, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The one about the koala bear.
All right. Here's the question again. The koala bear is most closely related to which animal? It's multiple choice. Is it the grizzly bear, the panda bear, the raccoon, or the kangaroo?
would be the kangaroo.
It is the kangaroo. Is. Yes.
All both right. of them. Good job,
both
man.
Of them are marsupials, which means they carry their babies around in a pouch. So they have a pocket, and you know we.
That's
carry
not just
change.
For spare change.
That's not just for spare change. That's your kids are there. So great. Hey, so did you have to look that up, or did you know that, or?
My mom told me.
Your mom told you. All right. Well, listen, for generations before the internet, that's who kids went to ask a question before they could Google it. So
that and Encyclopedia Britannica.
See, oh, yeah.
You remember those things?
I do remember those.
Can I just throw this out there? This is something I've been, because I don't really like Google.
Yeah. Okay.
There are lots of other search engines that are available.
Bring it.
DuckDuckGo is one that I really like.
And Duck, if you, yeah. DuckDuckGo.
So if you go to your computer, you go to your settings, you see which is your search engine. You can change it to one who is not Google-ish.
Google-ish. DuckDuckGo?
DuckDuckGo.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We used to play that, you know, when we were kids.
No, that was DuckDuckGoose.
Oh, okay, all right.
We used to play DuckDuckGoose and go.
Go-go goose.
Go-go goose.
All right, Isaiah, thank you, brother.
Have a great weekend. Going to talk to Ginger in Kansas. Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Ginger?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I want to answer the Baby Ruth candy bar.
All right. Who is the Baby Ruth candy bar named after?
Well, I have conflicting emotions about this.
You have conflicting emotions?
I think it's named after emotions.
Okay.
I think it's named after Babe Ruth.
It is not.
It was after Grover Cleveland's daughter.
So, which of those are you going with?
Babe Ruth.
No, ma'am. It is not Babe Ruth.
But
that was a great
but
guess.
That is a great guess. That's who I thought was.
That was Ed's guess. So you're in good company.
Before the show. So good, excellent try. You have a question for us?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
Back in 1 Samuel... when Saul was told to kill all the Amalekites, and he did not do it, he brought back the king. Where does the king ancestor show up later on? Because Saul disobeyed.
Oh. All right. Hang on. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Ginger.
Wait, she said ancestors.
Descendant. You mean descendant. Ginger, right?
Descendant.
Descendant. So he spared the king of the Amalekites?
But Samuel killed him.
He killed him.
No, Samuel brought back the king alive.
Okay.
Saul.
Saul.
Oh.
Right. So where did his descendants show up later? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think you got us, Ginger. What's the answer?
In Esther, it was Haman who wanted to kill the Jews.
Haman did? Oh, is that right? He was descended from the king of the Amalekites?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hey, I'll have to look that up because that'll preach.
That's our 1%.
That'll preach right there. So, all right, that's great. Ginger, thank you so much for listening and for calling in.
Well, thank you guys for having this every Friday.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have fun on our side. We certainly hope our listeners do. We hear back. We get mostly good responses. And so.
And then we also have those that correct us.
Yes, we do. So. We have some who correct us. And we're humble enough to receive correction. And we're proud of it. Thank you, Ginger.
We're proud of it. We're humbly proud. What I did
there? We're proud to be so humble.
That's right. That's an old Mac Davis song right humility. There, fellas.
Oh, I saw what I did there.
It's hard to be humble. All right, here we go. Lauren calling from Louisiana. Hi, Lauren.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Lauren?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I wanted to answer the one about Einstein and Churchill. And
right. Oh, that's great. I wanted to answer this one, too.
I'll read the question again. What problem did Leonardo da Vinci, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and General George Patton have in common?
They were all dyslexic.
That is right. Wow. That is absolutely right. Well done.
Wow. Excellent.
Well done.
Now, see, think about that for Thomas Edison.
Uh-huh.
You get those wires crossed. That's a bad day.
You know? Well, and I mean, he wasn't disarming nuclear bombs, but still.
It's shocking experience.
Yes, that's right.
So. I mean, when I came across this question, I thought, man, it's so encouraging for people that may struggle with dyslexia or have any particular problems to see, listen, those problems don't define you at all.
Right.
And you find yourself named among some people who've done some amazing things with their lives.
So, absolutely.
Thank you for answering that question, Lauren.
You got a question for us now, you said?
Thank you. Yes. What other famous painter was dyslexic from the early 1900s?
Oh.
I'll give you a hint. He was Spanish.
Yeah, that helps.
All right.
Thanks.
the one who is it the one who painted the Guernica? About the Spanish Civil War?
Folks, if you're not watching on Facebook Live, I want you to know Ed said that with sincere determination
Guernica.
And a look of thoughtful expression.
There was a very famous painting from. Who's the other one though that painted the scenes like the watch melting and the.
I don't mean to leave you hanging out there on that limb, but. I'm clueless.
Oh, the guy. Yeah, sure, you guys know. You guys know the guy. He'd paint these landscapes, and like there'd be a watch on it melting, and an eye just floating in midair. All right, help me out, Lauren.
Even Abe's over there shaking his head.
I don't know.
They're mocking me.
We are.
I'm not sure if he painted those, but it was Picasso.
Picasso.
No, I was thinking of somebody else.
That's who I was thinking.
I was thinking of somebody a little bit after Picasso. But all right, well, they were mocking me. Listen, my artistic.
I didn't mock you.
I did.
I don't mock the Irish.
You didn't. Jim mocked me. You simply turned away in disgust. All right, Lauren. They weren't playing nice. But anyway, so that's
all right,
interesting.
Well, y'all play nice. Thank you.
Picasso was dyslexic.
That's
all right.
Amazing. Thank you for your call, Lauren.
Have a great weekend. God bless. All right, guys. Moving right along. Kathy.
Hey, let's take one more, and then we'll reset our questions.
Okay, Kathy from Kansas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much. God bless you guys.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, thank you. God bless you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Day.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Kathy?
Both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The Three Stooges.
All right. How many actors played characters as part of the Three Stooges?
I believe it was six.
Six is correct.
Wow.
That's right. Now, most people remember the first three, Mo Howard, Larry Fine. His brother Curly,
and then Shemp.
Curly Howard. Then there was Shemp Howard, Joe Bessner, and Joe Derrida, who I never liked as one of the Three Stooges.
No, not too many people did.
Yeah, that's right. But good. So are you someone who looked it up, or do you remember the Three Stooges?
My husband and I were fans of the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Well, I tell this one little story every once in a while. I love the Three Stooges growing up. When I was going to Boston College, I had five roommates. We were in a three-bedroom apartment, and my aunt, or my aunt up in Boston, invited me and my roommates to come over to her house for dinner. And so we walk in, and my cousin, who was in high school, my aunt said, would you please talk to your cousin Peter? He's in high school, and he's in there watching that stupid show, The Three Stooges. And all six of us college guys said, oh, the Stooges, this is awesome. So we went and watched it with her, and she just rolled her eyes. She gave up at that point. So, excellent.
Do
you have a question for us?
I do. In the movie The Ten Commandments, who portrayed Baby Moses?
Oh,
wow. That's a great question.
Baby Moses.
Man.
Baby Moses.
I was all ready to say Charlton Heston.
I was right there.
She dropped the baby on me. I was like, whoa, that Charlton Heston back in.
And Baby Moses is not to be confused with Baby Ruth, which is another question.
That's a different question.
That's an excellent question, because that's probably going to wind up being somebody who grew up to be an actor or something. So, you guys know?
No. Baby Charlton?
The mockery here is just starting to... Baby Heston. Baby Heston.
He grew up to be somebody. That you know, that was the line.
I said grew up to be somebody who was an actor. I think I said that, didn't I, Kathy? Help me out here.
He did grow up to be somebody.
He did grow up to be
somebody famous. But I was trying to get out. But man, these guys pounce. All right, Kathy, what's the real answer?
Frazier Heston.
Who?
Frazier. You were close.
It was Baby Heston.
It was Baby Heston.
Baby Heston.
Yes, it was. I heard somebody say that.
Well, now, did Frazier Heston grow up to be somebody?
I don't know. I just have the DVD of Ten Commandments, which I watch quite often, and that's how I came up with that.
I do love
that.
That's
a great question,
though. I do
love
that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, my wife and I were watching a movie on Turner Classics here in the last couple of weeks, and the lady on it looked familiar, and I looked up the cast. I do this, you know, fairly often, and it was the woman who played, the woman who loved Moses. You know, the one who's, oh, Moses.
Anne Bancroft.
Yes, that's who. Yeah, Baxter. Anne Baxter.
Baxter. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for calling, for listening. Thank you. We always appreciate our listeners, and thanks for calling.
We appreciate you guys too so much, and God's blessings to all of you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Kathy.
Much. All right, let's go ahead and reset our questions, and then maybe we can take a question or two before the break. Jim, we're going to start with you.
Okay, sir. What Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits? That's what Boston Red Sox player has the most career hits. I'm adding one since one was answered. In 1979, Bob was the first one of these to be given a male name. What is it?
Bob.
In 1979, Bob was the first one of these to be given a male name. What is it? And it wasn't a koala bear.
Oh, okay.
And then lastly, the Baby Ruth candy bar is named after who?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here are my questions. I have one remaining. I'm going to add a couple for the remainder of the show. What Hall of Fame Major League pitcher was named Tom Terrific? And I've had two questions answered, so I'm going to toss in two. And these are questions about lightning. Yes, lightning. First of those, the average lightning bolt is actually less than 1 mile long. Is that true or false? The average lightning bolt is actually less than 1 mile long. True or false? Another question, how wide is the average lightning bolt? How wide is the average lightning bolt? Now, some of you may have to Google this or go on
Duck Go. Quack, quack.
That's and Abe has no stock.
No,
and
Duck Go.
So this is not
they have
a
not
conflict
paid
of interest
me at all.
All right, Abe, what are your questions?
All right, I had one answer, so I'm going to add one in on the back end. But this one is intriguing to me. To whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise? To whom did Mahatma Gandhi write for advice on diet and exercise? Next, what trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for? What trade was Greek philosopher Socrates trained for? And my third add-in question, since I had one answer, is what did Hyman Lipman do in 1858 that made life easier for students?
What's his name?
Hyman Lipman, L-I-P-M-A-N. What did he do in 1858 that made life easier for students?
Microwave popcorn.
The inventor of ramen noodles.
No, it's a very practical
okay
thing he did.
You know, you've come up with some great questions.
He has.
Today. All right. Well, let's go back to the.
He's kind of showed us up here on Learning University.
Yeah, well, he has. He's mocked me a couple times.
Well, that goes
but
without
that's so
saying.
Have you. That's right.
So, Sandy from Texas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. How are you today?
We are great.
Sandy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I would like to do about the koala. The koala is not a bear. It is part of the kangaroo family.
Actually, you are you're right, Sandy, but the question
but
had already
late.
Been answered. But
oh, has it?
Yes, it has been answered. But you're correct. It is. So
I didn't hear that one.
Sandy, we're gonna applaud.
We are. She answered that with very great authority.
Yes, much conviction.
So what's your question for? Well, would you like to answer another one?
Yeah, I think the other one that you just came out with was what was named Mail. It's the hurricane.
It is a hurricane.
All right, what was the question again?
1979.
Yeah.
I live in Houston, so we know about
hurricanes. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I bet you do. In 1979, Bob was the first one of these to be given a male name. It is a hurricane.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, I do remember they were always named for women. I didn't know that it was that late, 79.
I know. That's what I thought, too, because I graduated high school in 78. They what now?
They'll have to call them Himmacanes.
Himmacanes.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Sandy, what's your question for us?
Okay, I have a riddle for you.
Okay, I'm terrible at riddles.
We're in trouble.
Go ahead.
All right, ready? A man leaves home. He turns left at the first corner, left at the second corner, and left at the third corner. He returns home to be met by two masked men. Why did he leave home, and who are the two masked men?
Why did you had us because we were concentrating on left, yes. left, and now the two masked men, and, you know, it's just a bad day for
Abe,
Bob.
Abe, unless you can come up with something, I can just tell Jim and I got no clue.
Yeah,
why did he leave home, and who are the two masked men?
You ready for this? You're going to kick yourself. He hit a home run.
Oh!
Two masked men.
Well done.
He hit a home run. Took a left.
Well done.
Left. Yes, that's
left
right.
Left at the first corner, left at the second corner, and left at the third corner.
That's returned amazing. Home. I was just going to say
two
that.
Two masked men.
Well, and you know, I was on a street.
I heard that in Chicago.
You heard that in Chicago. Well, see,
Chicago
has so many masked
ago.
Men.
Yep. But I have never heard anybody ever answer it.
Well, that
it's a great question.
That's great.
But I'm terrible at riddles. So.
You know what, Sandy? I tell you what.
Terrible at more than riddles.
That was such a great question. I'm going to ask you to stay on hold. And Cindy Roberts, who is our phone screener, she's going to get your information. And I'm just going to throw my weight around because I can.
Don't do that.
Because there's a lot of it. And we're going to send you a travel mug. That was a great question.
Much.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Going to put you on hold now.
You guys have a good day.
All right. Don't hang up. We're going to put you on hold. I'm usually just terrible at riddles. That is a great question. Some people's minds can just follow that. And it's like one of those questions that they ask in math class or one of those kind of things where, you know, whatever in school, what thing is not like the other? And people's minds just seem to focus on that.
Well, and she even laid it out perfectly. Left home, turn left.
Left home. I forgot left about home. That part.
So, yeah, she was very specific with that. So there you go.
All right. See, can we squeeze one?
I think we can. John calling from Ohio. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
How you doing?
Doing well. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
Answer. Well, kind of both.
All right, John, tell you what, we're going to put you on hold because the music has started, and we're going to put you on hold. We'll come right back to you after news. Can you hang out?
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, folks, you are listening to Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
Abe.
Give us another shot, boss.
Sorry, I'm...
Come on.
Guys.
All right, Brian Fisher did this, I think, last Friday. He was just always off the mark. All right, it is Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
All right, Ed Vitagliano, Jim Stanley, and Abe Hamilton are your professors today, and we're going to take a 5-minute break for news, and when we come back, we are going to go back to our phones, and we're going to continue on learning you something.
Learning.
We're back after 5.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.